Sullivan sits before me. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Very nice to see you. You're playing the lead role, Drew Bowley.
Yes.
In the Rock of Ages, the musical. So if I explain to people that following a 3-year run in London's West End, audiences here in Ireland are currently enjoying Rock of Ages, the musical at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, which will have it running until Saturday, the 20th of September, which is about 4 days away.
Yes.
Okay, good. And we spoke about it on the show a few weeks ago. G2 went along and had a great night out. And you're the star of the show, which is tremendous news.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For people who don't know, Rock of Ages is the ultimate rock mixtape. We talked about it before, jam-packed with tunes, with big hair, big 80s stuff going on.
Yeah.
We'll have a look at some of them in a moment. You might need to get your air guitar sorted because it's music that you'll want to play along to, strum
for
along
sure,
to,
for sure.
Even in an imaginary sense. But people might remember you, Noel, as a member of the very first reality TV pop band that were formed on ITV's Pop Stars back in 2001 when dinosaurs roamed the earth. The band was called Hearsay. You remember the song? Of course you do. How are we feeling about this, Noel?
I feel nostalgic. There you go.
Do you feel mildly sick?
A little bit sick.
Ah, come on.
But that's the coffee.
It was a good tune, that. Good,
yeah,
pop tune.
It's a smasher of a pop song.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but they keep asking me at the moment, oh, would you do the big reunion? Well, that would be it. There, the greatest hit.
The song. Okay, so how old are you now these days?
I'm 34.
Okay, so you're feeling quite wistful and reflective about your time. I mean, even the fact you joke, like the way you joke as you do about that.
Yeah, I don't feel wistful about it. It was great, but it was like, God, it was 13 years ago, and I've had a wonderful time since.
Okay, can we talk about it for a
few
minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Because we'll get into the rest of it in a minute, but Danny Foster, Mylene Klass, Kim Marsh, Suzanne Shaw,
and
Noel Solomon, you were all wanted to be big pop stars, and you went for this program. It was the original X Factor and all the rest of it. And when you were picked and when it started, you were judged by Nasty Nigel and others. Was it when you were chosen initially, you must have thought this is going to be the best?
Well, nobody knew. That was the great thing about pop stars, and something that you can't replace was that naivety. There was nothing to compare it to. There was
no
benchmark.
Yeah,
so I just went for an ad in the back of the paper, the local paper, because at that time there were no auditions like that happened locally. You had to go to London, and I was planning on going to uni to study musical theatre.
Yeah.
So you just wanted to get as much audition experience as you could.
Yeah.
So I went along and got in the band, but we kind of got into the band and filmed it ahead of the release of it. So for about 7 or 8 months, we were already in the band before it had aired. And we were sat in this house, like we'd signed confidentiality agreements and all this stuff, and no one really knew what was going to happen. So we were like, is anybody even going to watch this?
Yes.
So obviously when it was released and it went nuts, it just smashed us all to pieces.
So it was zero to 100 miles an hour.
Literally overnight. Literally, they were like, here are the final five, and life was never the same.
Okay, so best bit, worst bit. Best bit about it all was...
Best bit... performing for me, it was like arena tours and all that kind of stuff.
And the excitement of the build up to a concert.
Yeah, all of that stuff. There's nothing like performing to that amount of people. It was incredible.
And the worst bit?
Afterwards, when we were kind of left out to dry.
Okay.
You know?
Well, let's talk. You were very, very high in the agenda, and everyone wanted a piece of you.
Yeah, yeah.
For how long? How long did that last?
Probably
about red hotness.
About 18 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite quick as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, because now, if you win X Factor, they take you away. They take you away out of sight for a year. They make you into a pop star, and then they bring you back next series, and they're like, pop star!
Welcome!
Yeah. But with us, there was none of that. There was no management because they didn't know what to do with it. So all the media were going crazy for it. There's only so long you can maintain that before it's going to burst. The bubble's going to burst, you know?
So when did you start getting the feeling, oh, sugar, this is not happening? You know, the pear shape. When did the pear shape thing come in?
I think, Kim left, first of all. She went off and kind of walked into a solo deal under the same management. So that was all shifty.
Yes.
And then, you know, you had like... and the papers as well, every Sunday they were just going for us. And there was some crazy stuff going on worldwide at that time. You know, this we're talking like the time of 9/11 and all that stuff. And somehow that was getting squeezed to the side, and we were making front page news for nonsense.
You were the light relief But actually, that's for the reader of the paper. But for you, it wasn't light relief at all because it must have been quite unpleasant,
No, they were digging up loads of stuff on us. And like, we hadn't done anything that was particularly bad. We were all just kids who had, who hasn't been to Ibiza and been naughty when they were 18? Or, you know, if you think about the stuff that any of us have been up to, if you saw that on the front page, you'd be like, oh, no, my nan's going to read that.
Yeah, yeah. and they were saying, I mean, a lot of it was about, it was you as weight, which is unusual for a man.
Loads of stuff, loads of random things. And you just think, you know, we had to sit down then and make the decision. Was it worth going for another album and putting our families through something that was, you know, was really tough? And we called the final shot and actually said, do you know what, we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back to Cardiff and, like, to be told at 21 that your career's over and that you're not going to, That's it. You're not going to progress anymore.
Yeah.
And also returning to a place where everyone's opinion of you has shifted slightly to the left. Like, they all think you're rich and fame, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we weren't in it long enough to be rich. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, fame gives that illusion of money, and that's not the case. So you have to go back and kind of pick up the pieces. Thank God I have an amazing family. And they all kind of were just like, they gave me like probably 6 months to have a bit of a wobble, and they were like, right, come on now, pull your socks up.
And was the wobble it's like it's mild depression, strong depression?
Not strong, yeah.
Was it strong?
Yeah, because, like, you know, being like a young man and being at an age where you should be going to uni and discovering who you are, and to be boxed up and packaged and told what to wear, what to say and all that stuff, I don't think is right.
Yeah.
And there was no protection for that. Now they have, like, psychologists and, you know, to help you adjust to that life. But at that time, you know, it's all changed now. We were the guinea pigs.
Yeah, exactly. So the darkness then of the depression is the people talk about it like a wet towel over your head all the time, or a boot on your head.
Yeah. Well, fortunately now it's a time in my life that I feel like I've pulled a big iron curtain down on. Do you know what I mean?
Good.
I'm definitely moved on from. But it was just dark. But again, I found solace in good support in an amazing family, and then in my work in theatre. That's where I found kind of my new lease of life.
So when you regrouped then and got, as you say, got out of that part of your life, what did you think? Did you think, I don't want to go near, you know, showbiz again, having been
I didn't want to go near the music industry again.
All right.
Even though, okay, but singing was my passion, it's what I've always done. So but theatre was what I wanted to do prior to hearsay.
Yeah,
so,
in university, you know, you wanted musical theatre.
Exactly.
So it wasn't music per se, but certainly musical theatre wasn't going to be an issue, but pop music.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just figured there were more sharks circling in those waters than they were in theatre.
Were you right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely. And that's evident, you know, everybody knows. So, but for me, the theatre was an amazing, I was offered some West End gigs off the back purely because my name was from hearsay, and I chose not to take those gigs and to take smaller gigs and start earning my stripes within that industry because it's, you know, people say, oh, well, it must have opened so many doors, but actually within that industry it shut a load because there's so many people out there who are taking these jobs and just because they're from the telly and they have no theatrical experience.
Yeah, I understand. They lend their name to a poster, might get heads in, but actually the quality isn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I understand. When you then get into the whole area of musical theatre, about 15 years ago, all this stuff like Rod Stewart, the musical, Queen, the musical, We Will Rock You, you had ABBA, the Mamma Mia, you had the Jersey Boys thing going on.
Yeah.
So in other words, music careers that spanned a generation
decades,
or two became musical shows.
Yeah.
And then you had the old classics. You had the Phantom of the Opera, obviously, and Wicked and things like that. Did you... Is that musical theatre seems to be divided in two that way? And this is from the armchair. Did you would you rather have done Lloyd Webber or done...
No, I'm a bit of a cheesy man anyway. So I love a show that's got that's got a mega mix and everyone's up dancing at the end, which is exactly what Rock of Ages is.
But if you put on your headphones then, the Rock of Ages show, this is what people can expect. So we're there already.
Yeah, it's all you need. Bit of Starship.
So the annoying thing about this musical is that we'll play clips of the songs you sing, and you just want to hear them all in their entirety.
Exactly. That's why you have to come and see the show.
So did you do the tour in London as well, or are you on the touring tour, if you know what I mean?
No, it's the touring tour. Yes, the touring production, it is the West End show. So we've got a couple of members from the original West End cast. We've got the West End set. We've got all the West End costumes. It's pretty much the West End show, and also the pool of talent that they hire for these tours are the same people as you would get in the West End anyway. So people sometimes think, oh, the tour's not going to be as good as it is in the West End. But there isn't that difference anymore.
It's more of a level play.
Exactly.
What songs do you love from Outrageous? Which ones do you kind of, hear the opening bars?
The end of Act One, we have Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, which is just a smasher.
Yeah.
I sing Waiting for a Girl Like You, which is one of the most beautiful pop songs ever.
Good.
And we finish with Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Which you can't avoid, can you?
No.
I mean, it's there. we'll play a little bit of it, of course. These are songs that once upon a time were considered to be cheesy, and now they've got a credibility to them, actually.
Yeah, because I think, you know, there was that moment, like with all music, it's massive and then it seems passé, and then people look back on it and go, oh my God, they were really good songs. And then a new generation discovers them because of their parents' guilty pleasures and all that kind of stuff. And that's what this musical's all about, I think.
But your name's Noel Sullivan, so where are you from?
Cardiff.
But you're not from Cardiff, you're from Ireland. There's no Noel Sullivan.
No, I know,
Cardiff.
I know. Well, but basically Noel comes...
it's a really
Noel,
big, dirty, big Irish name, you know.
I know, but it's Noel because my grandmother's French. Sullivan because it's my stepdad's family name.
I understand. So there's an Irish connection.
There is, yeah. Well, we live in Cardiff, so, you know, you've inhabited all the ports of the UK, haven't you?
For sure. We have. Because you needed stuff built.
Exactly.
We had to get there.
Stuff built and stuff stolen.
I was nearly going to go to the show.
Oh, damn it.
And you just lost me there. You're talking about... I don't quite what to make of that. But you were here before with Priscilla, weren't you?
Yes, am I right in saying that? Yeah.
And so here you go again, to quote the song. So when you're here doing these, can you get to see the city or the country at all?
Yeah, we try to. I mean, I've been pretty busy the past couple of days, lots of press stuff. But I've got the day off work tomorrow, so I'm going to have a couple of pints in the afternoon and have a stroll around town, you know?
Do you have to work tomorrow night? No. Oh, great. So you're going to have a proper...
Yeah, because I do... It's such a thing that I've got an alternate who does two of the shows. So there's 8 shows a week, but I sing 6 of them. So.
I know you're not going to do it, because I'm not going to... But what is the 40-second note hold? Which song is that in?
There's Oh Sherry, which is basically... It's me running to get Sherry from the train station at the end of the show, and I hold a note, which I started off with at 26 seconds. They were like, just hold it as long as you can. And I've got 2 independent adjudicators either side of the stage with stopwatches now for a good night.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
The longest I did was in Woking a few weeks ago, 48.4 seconds.
Whoa.
Which is like, I was shaking.
Is it a high?
Like that. Like that? But yeah.
And how do you practice that? Or how do you...
Well, it's just, I was saying, the show's a mammoth thing. Like these songs, if you listen to them back to back, they're huge songs. So it's just that. And like anything, if you're looking after your voice and using it as much as I'm using it, you know, it just strengthens. Mm-hmm. It's just a case of doing it every night. I don't kind of practice. I don't sing any more than I have to.
Okay, good. Well, sounds good to me. Noel, what are the future plans then? I mean, do you want to do more? Do you want to go back? Do you want to start recording again?
Well, I've just finished my first like musical theatre album.
So, oh, congratulations!
I've done music takes on musical theatre songs. So I've done like. They're all songs from shows that I've been in. So I've done You're the One That I Want from Greece, but done like a rockabilly version of that.
Okay.
I've done Don't Stop Believing, but like John Lewisified it. So it's all like just a slow ballad and stuff. I'm selling that for my website. I just want to keep going, really. I haven't stopped working in musicals. I'm really enjoying myself.
You seem to be. You're back in the game, as it were.
I don't think I ever left. It's just people don't know, you know, theatre doesn't have as broad an appeal to people as being on the TV or the radio does.
That's true.
I haven't stopped working for 13 years, so let's hope I've got another 13 in
At least I'd say. Right, well, Noel, it's been good to see you. Thanks for calling in to see us today.
Yeah, welcome, mate.
Noel
Thank
Sullivan, who is obviously not from Ireland whatsoever. text says, I went to Rock of Ages in London twice. Wow, wow, wow. Can't wait to see you in Dublin. What a show. You'd be on a high for days afterwards.
Yes.
We built this city on rock and roll, please, Nina. We're going to see the show on Saturday. Can't wait. My favourite song from the show is I Can't Fight This Feeling, says Helen Shanley. So a lot of... comments on that. You know, just thinking about it, we have an Irish interest in One Direction.
Really?
With Niall Horan, who's an Irish. Do you ever look at the bands and think, lads, be careful? Or?
No, they're looked after now, you know. know, that the, no, they're never going to be hearsay. So they've been fantastically managed. They're all looked after.
Hearsay unfortunately had to set the precedent, and then everyone to learn from your mistakes.
You know, I don't feel bad about that. I'm glad for that experience. It was fantastic.
Yeah, you've got a very good attitude about it. If I may say so myself. BoardGoshEnergyTheatre.ie for bookings and more info on Rock of Ages, the musical starring Noel Sullivan, who has been our guest this morning. Noel, it's been a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We have to get a picture for our Facebook page now. Okay, I'll take a break and play some music. Okay. Let's talk.